And now we're joined by WAMC's political observer, Dr. Alan Shartok. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, Lucas. How are you?
I'm well. I wanted to ask you, how are you feeling this President's Day? Anything on your mind in particular?
Yes, I have an overwhelming question that I just can't figure out, which is, how did we get here? We have a President of the United States who, if such things are possible, has to have people like George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, and others turning in their graves. This presidency now is in so much trouble. One woman after another testifying of the president's dalliances, the idea that the president of the United States is against and has been all along any thought that the Russians were involved in all of this. Now he's changing his tune a little bit and saying it's the, of all things, it's the Democrats' fault after all of this time. We have a guy who has gotten so many people to the point where they won't watch the television. They won't listen to the radio. They don't want to have anything to do with this. So what we have is a minority elected president, and he is. He won the Electoral College. He lost in the popular vote. Most people, including Obama and others, did not think he could win, but he did. And he keeps saying that he shouldn't have won, that the Democrats are angry because they had it made. So what we have is a disgraceful situation in the United States. We're an unpopular president. The polls keep showing that. Keeps on going. And it is something that a lot of people are very worried about.
We have reports now that President Trump will meet with students in South Florida after last week's school shooting. And, of course, it remains to be seen which students the president will speak with. But the students have been very active on social media, calling for gun control and asking for action. What do you think will happen?
Well, at some point, Lucas, there has to be a tipping point. There has to be a point at which Americans say, we as a Democratic majority, I don't mean capital D, I mean small d, insist that some things be done to stop assault rifles from proliferating the way that they are, to make sure that there are proper background checks. And frankly, to put the brakes on this incredible proliferation of guns in the United States. There are so many millions of guns that I don't know if you can ever really put the genie back in the bottle. But somebody's sure got to try. For me, the tipping point came after Sandy Hook, after these beautiful young children were slaughtered. It was so bad that the governor of New York passed the SAFE Act. But if you go all around upstate New York, you'll see signs that says repeal the SAFE Act. We have come to a point where the gun is a part of the American psyche, and it is taking these young children in high schools everywhere who have to walk into a school every day never knowing whether somebody is going to be carrying a gun and coming in and blasting everybody in sight. It is a terror, and it is something that has to be dealt with. I think, Lucas, to answer your question, we are coming to a tipping point where people are, including a lot of Republicans, Republican businessmen who have been giving money to the party and are now insisting that something be done. I think we're coming to a point. I hope so anyway.
WAMC's political observer, Dr. Alan Shartok. Thanks so much, Alan.
And thank you. Remember that WAMC did a wonderful story about George Washington's hair. An archivist at Union College found a book with Washington's hair in it, made all of the news. We are thinking about the guy who founded this country and what he would be thinking right now.
That was our own Dave Lucas, not who founded the country, but who did the story. Thanks, Alan.